See Work Differently is RNIB's employment initiative for blind and partially sighted people to secure that first rung on the career ladder or for those who are returning to work following a career break. And I'm delighted to be joined by Daryl Stewart, who's currently involved in the programme. So Daryl, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your placement. I believe you're based in Edinburgh. What have you been up to?
Yes, so I am on the See What Differently placement in the RNIB office in Edinburgh. So I am currently working in the product store in Edinburgh. What have I been up to? I have been serving customers in the RNIB shop. I have been travelling out and about doing different events as well as part of the placement.
What skills have you picked up doing that?
Yes, it's been very busy and I have thoroughly enjoyed my time so far at the placement. I've got more confident of helping people understand a bit more about sight loss, obviously because I'm a lived experienced person who has visual impairment. It's great to talk from lived experience and help other people who is maybe new to sight loss, who just comes through that door and who wants to have a chat with you first of all. And then it's just, obviously, it's great to have that first contact, to have a chat and then understanding what stuff we do. And if people come into the shop, I have been referring them on to our different groups and clubs, our parts of RNIB as well, for people to get more help and more support.
Describe your working day at the moment on this placement, Daryl. What time are you up in the morning and what does your day consist of?
Okay, so I am up in the morning at about 8:30. I get up in the morning. So I always come into the office at 9:45 in the morning. I just stay actually 5 minutes away from the office, so it's not quite close. So I come into the office, I log on my laptop, I check my calendar, see what I have got ahead and see how many customers I've got coming in the day. Then I will go on to check the email stuff and see what stuff I have to catch up with. Then after that, I will see to whoever I have into the shop. So if I have some customers, I will deal with my customers. I will try and go for lunch about 12:30, 1:00. Sometimes it doesn't work that way. Sometimes we have some customers and we prioritise customers over lunchtime. Then after that, it'll be 4:00 comes. Before you know it, it'll be home time. And the day just flies in so quick. Home time, finish at 4:00. And then we go home and then we come in again and start again next same day.
That sounds like a busy day to me. Sounds fun. And what's your favourite part of the day?
My favourite part of the day would be helping customers and making sure people are happy.
And where would you like to go from here? What's your plans for the future?
Well, I don't know. I think I want to, obviously, I do want to stay at RNIB as long as I can. So I'm hoping maybe there might be a job opportunity will come up at RNIB and I can go in for it, hopefully.
And they've been a huge part of your life, RNIB, as well, haven't they?
I have been part of RNIB for 10 years now. So I came to RNIB when I was 14 at the youth group. We used to have a youth group in Edinburgh. Then obviously I started volunteering and I got the job in the community cafe. Then obviously back to volunteering again. Then this placement came up, so I thought, yes, I'll give it a try. Went for the interview and I got the job. So it's great. I'm happy to be involved in RNIB because RNIB is a big part of my life and my factor as well.
So would you recommend the programme to others? What would your advice be for anyone that was thinking getting in touch?
I would say if anybody has got a visual impairment, please do get in touch with RNIB and please give See What Differently placement a try because it's a great place to work and RNIB are very supportive.
And if anyone would like to find out more about RNIB See Work Differently programme, you can contact the helpline on 0303 123 9999. Or you can email helpline@rnib.org.uk. Well, I wish you good luck for the future, Daryl. Thanks for coming on and sharing your experience of RNIBC Work Differently programme.
Thank you, Barry.